Now let's go to 1 Peter chapter 3. Because there's something Apostle Paul say here. Why is Bride Assembly different from other churches? So many other churches. What are we bragging about? This is the way Apostle Paul put it here. Hallelujah. Listen, verse 13. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? I read it again. Verse 13. And I want you to answer me who that person is. And who is he that will harm you, Chiwendu, that will harm you, Brother Assembly, if you be followers of that which is good? Who? But then he added something. But, and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Verse 15 is my emphasis. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Be ready to give an answer to everyone. Sister, why are you not wearing a ring? Be ready to give an answer. Brother, why are you not charging people to pray for them like others are doing? Be ready to give an answer. Hallelujah. Brother Assembly, why are you people not having branches like other churches? Be ready to give an answer. Having a good conscience, verse 16, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Amen. So many people, they have heard of all manner of evil things concerning this church. But anytime they step in here, wow, their eyes will be open. They will discover those who told them they were liars. Be ready always to give an answer. Amen. Of the reason of your hope. What is the reason of your hope? The reason of your hope is in Acts chapter 24. Acts chapter 24. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul. This is what he said when he was brought and tried before the governor Felix. Hallelujah. Verse 13. Neither can they prove the things whereof they now accuse me, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and having hope towards God, which they themselves also allow. What is the hope? That there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. There is a hope that we Christians have. There's going to be a rapture. Why are you not following these worldly people and all this carnal set is going on? There is a hope because we know there is a life beyond this life. Church, there is a life beyond this life. That is one. Secondly, we have the understanding of the true meaning of grace. Not too many people understand the meaning of grace. We have the understanding of the true meaning of grace. See, Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1, what did he say? He said, add to your faith virtue. But add to your virtue what? Knowledge. See, don't just carry this Bible and start to go to church as a religious man. You will have problem with your Christianity. There is a revelation that you are supposed to anchor on. Knowing who Jesus Christ is. And knowing who you are in Him. It removes fear. It removes frustration. I'm telling you, that is the truth. See, knowledge. Add knowledge. He told Peter, Apostle Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. He said, study to show thyself approved unto